You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is where Wisconsin wakes up. It's Daybreak with Brian Noonan and Jamie Martinson. Here are your hosts, Brian and Jamie.
Well, not quite. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Daybreak, a Monday. Last Monday of March. I don't know why that's important. It just seems very final because March leads to April, and April leads to, I don't know, more fun and frivolity. I'm Brian Noonan. We're glad to have you here. Jamie is out today. She is ill. My intrepid team of producers, Frank and Parker, are here, and they will be picking up the slack. Is that true, guys? You're going to pick up the slack?
No, the most here. We're
more of a peanut gallery than anything.
That's true. That's I can heckle
I
you.
I like to have, you know, I need a sounding board because talking to myself, one, gets redundant, and two, it is boring, not only for me, but for everybody listening. But 855-75-CIVIC could remedy that. If you call that number or you text that number, then you're involved in the show, and you get to participate. You get to be the sounding board, the peanut gallery, the contributor, the associate producer, as it were. All those things, but do that. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. We're going to talk more about the No Kings protests in a little while, but man, oh man, the numbers around the country and around the world, huge for No Kings. Frank, you were busy unpacking, so were you marched? Did you march? Did you go out of the house?
My wife was really upset about it. I had some family come in. We did some last second cleaning at the old apartment because we have to get that like ready to hand the keys off and whatnot.
Have you ever not gotten a cleaning deposit back? I never have. In all the places I rented over my life, I've always...
You've always gotten it back?
Yeah. Because I'm scary.
I think the only time that I like truly rented an apartment was in college. And I did not see a penny back.
College landlords, though, that's a different story. College landlords
are... Like, that's true slumlord.
Yes, they're vipers. They're parasites.
If they see a scrape on the wall, you're not getting a penny back. Parker, did you get your deposit back?
You're the most recent.
I am the most recent. I was actually in university housing the whole way through, but it was like an apartment style.
Doesn't surprise me.
Thank you, Frank. I'm not sure what to think of that.
Parker, I'm going to make this confession too. I was as well.
You were in dorms your entire college career?
Yeah, I loved it because it was right across the street from the radio station, the communications building.
I mean, that's a good spot.
Yeah. I was off campus.
Didn't you feel like Big Brother was always watching?
No, I did whatever
I wanted. You didn't
care?
No, we
didn't
care. Everyone in the place was of age. We all had our own rooms because it was an apartment style. It was fine.
Parker's, I get.
Yeah, I was in a big two-person room with a private bathroom and very small building. So it was about the size of a frat house, actually. There were only 100 guys in this dorm. So it wasn't a big tower or anything. It was a small building. And being the oldest in my family, I didn't know, I didn't have the rundown of, you know, you should move out. And most of the guys I hung out with stayed in the dorm all 4 years, too. And it was not because we were nerds. Parker, don't hit the nerd button.
Hit it.
Oh, come on.
It.
Come on, Brian.
Do it.
Come on.
You'd be wrong. Nobody needs your interjections. No, it was, I broke all the rules. I had fun. I'm not going to apologize for it. It was easy. I had friends who moved off campus. And then when I saw where they were living, I was like, ew, this is gross.
That's the thing. You never find a college house that you're exactly thrilled to be inside of.
No,
I had a great college house.
Really?
Yeah. It looked like a regular, like, new build house.
Okay, you went to an actual
best
school.
Inside, but I mean, we were, let's see, 1, 2. It was like a 4-bedroom, 2-full-bath house.
Nice.
Wow.
Upstairs and downstairs. Wow. It was great. We just didn't get our security deposit back. But one quick thing, Brian.
Yes.
Did you say, was it an all-male living facility?
It was.
Oof.
Right across the street from the ladies. There was plenty of I had gone to an all-boys high school, Frank, until the last 2 years.
Oh,
I went to St. Ignatius in Chicago, which until my junior year was, you're right, it is a flex. If you know, you know, Parker.
I don't.
But, we were all boys until my junior year. Trust me. And here's the old man trying to sound cool flex.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's have it. Get ready.
Yeah. Get ready for Grandpa's reminiscence. I had no problems with the ladies in college.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
You
know.
Right, you heard it here, folks. Brian Noonan had games, still has it.
Brian Noonan, swordsman extraordinaire.
But all that to say, no, I did not march, and we were really upset that we couldn't join everybody.
How did we end up getting to that from that? But, all right. Now, we're gonna do a little more sports today because Jamie's not here, but only a little. Don't worry, we're going to get to all the politics. And we've got Chris Taylor, the Supreme Court candidate, is going to join us later. We're going to talk to the communications director from Emily's List, which is all about promoting Democratic pro-life female candidates. We're going to talk about that and so much more. So we're going to get to it. I didn't watch much March Madness this weekend, but I watched the last 10 minutes of Duke UConn. And I couldn't have been more excited that UConn won. That was an unbelievable end to the game. Did you guys see it?
I saw the end to it. I didn't watch the whole game.
I didn't watch the whole game either. I don't need to watch the whole game.
No.
I need to watch the last five.
Brian, let me ask you, is anybody ever upset when Duke loses in the tournament?
I don't believe, well, only the people who always pick them to be to win their bracket.
Which is usually me.
I've gotten so many times. Yes.
I've gotten burned on Duke in years past as well. But I have no skin in the game this time. This is the first year in a long time I didn't do a bracket. So I was just into it to see the game. And then, of course, I was like, oh, I hope UConn wins. Because when I tuned in, UConn was way behind. And then suddenly they kept chipping away. And that last minute and a half was great. And then, you know, Duke gets it with 0.4 seconds. And Parker, do you know why they added the extra 0.1 seconds? I don't, because it was 0.3 seconds when UConn took the lead, and then all of a sudden somebody big ref decided they were going to give Duke an extra 0.1 seconds.
I mean, I think it's
college
all
officiating stuff.
Big NCAA stepped in.
It's all rigged in favor of Duke. A buddy of mine is an Illinois fan, and I texted him immediately after Illinois got into the Final Four. I said, have a good time playing against a rigged game in favor of Duke in the Final Four. I've been there. Have a good time.
So it was unbelievable, that ending. And when UConn tipped the inbound pass away and it was over, I was like, oh, that's very nice. So we've got the Final Four set up for next week. It is Arizona, Michigan, and then UConn, Illinois. Parker, a Big Ten team. Couple Big Ten teams.
Yeah.
Not your Big Ten team.
Not my. I'm well aware it's not my Big Ten team. We are 3-1, by the way, against the Final Four teams. Wisconsin was.
Okay, congratulations.
Wow. I know.
Those wins came at the wrong time, didn't they?
Hang the banner, Parker.
Well aware. Yes.
Put it in the rafters.
No, we're not PJ Fleck. We don't need to hang a banner for it.
No. All right, so is it going to come down to the Big Ten?
I think Michigan.
Championship?
I don't know about both teams, but I think Michigan. Frank, and I know
Michigan,
that's your team.
Michigan against Tennessee, Brian. I don't know if you saw the final score.
I saw it was a routing.
Irvin would have been out there with his belt
smacking
the wall.
Going crazy. Yeah.
Going crazy.
Tennessee took a beating, a good old-fashioned beating. All right, you guys are lucky. Your parents are younger. I want to talk. If people are out there in this situation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, because you get to a certain point in your life where you become your parents' caretaker, and it is not fun. And I'm going to be honest. I do my best. I am not of the caretaker variety. I am not a good, I wouldn't have made a horrible nurse. I am more of a problem solver. I like to try, and I think a lot of guys are like this, where I see the problem and I'm trying to fix it. And health and age, you can't fix. You can try to fix the things that surround it, but man, oh man, you can't fix the core problem. And I am not, I've gotten better, but I am not cut out for the nurturing kind of
your background. Bedside manner is not great.
My bedside manner is not great, Frank. That is a perfect way to put it. I have gotten better with my bedside manner, and I keep saying that just so I can convince myself that I have. But I have backup on that from my wife, who goes, "Oh, you've gotten much more patient," which is good because my mom is in the hospital again. She's still in. Mm-hmm. She went in Thursday night, and it may be something like what Jamie has. They thought it was she had fluid on her lungs and the whole thing. It turns out it was just but it was caused by a virus. So that's good news. Mm-hmm. The bad news is when you get to a certain age, even being in a hospital for 12 hours really screws you up. My mom is confused. She's a little confused anyway, but that's just she's always been confused a little bit. It's not that. But you get to a certain age and you're like, you're in the hospital all of a sudden and you're in a chair, or you're in the bed, and then your physical abilities decrease quickly when you get to that age. So like she has physical therapy a couple times a week at she lives in assisted living. Mm-hmm. And I talk to the physical therapist every week and she's doing great and da da da. And I've seen her work with the physical therapist there and she gets up out of her chair, she moves around, she's doing great. Last Sunday, she decides she's going to walk by herself instead of using her walker. I get a call. Your mom fell. Oh, great. But she's okay. It was just a little, no need. Then Thursday night, I get the call. She's back in the hospital. And I get to the hospital, and the first thing I wanted to say was, what the hell happened the other day? What are you walking around without your walker for?
Right.
But I didn't. Yeah.
Hey.
So that's progress.
Even though you would have been well within your right to.
Yes, but at some point now she's in the hospital because she's having trouble breathing. She doesn't want to hear about something that happened a few days ago. So I can't bring it up. I'm like, all right, she didn't get hurt that time. Well, now she's in the hospital, and we'll see what happens. But I'm hoping she gets discharged today. We'll see what happens, but it's a strange shift. And someday, Lord willing, your parents will live long enough for you guys to get to this point where you have to take over. And I don't know the sibling situation. I have four brothers who do nothing. Most of them don't live around here, but so it's
lucky you.
Well, yeah, but it's just a weird thing, and it's a weird adjustment to make. And I just keep thinking, oh, I'm going to be miserable. When Molly has to take care of me, she's not going to enjoy this at all.
Yeah, you're not going to be stubborn at all.
No, I'm trying to learn a lesson now. I'll probably forget it by that time I need it.
100%.
But that I will be very accepting and go with the flow and reverse the entire tide of my life in my
Ryan's
final
gonna
couple. Ryan's
going to be grabbing the car keys when he can't see.
I'm going to be smacking people with my cane. All of that. Hey, let's throw some flowers at UW Badger Hockey. We're going to talk about that for a little bit after this. And again, you can always get involved, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Don't worry, there's plenty of news coming up on this edition of Daybreak on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome. Jimmy is out today, but I'm Brian Noonan. I'll hold down the fort with the help of my production associates and team members and sounding boards, Frank and Parker. And Parker's here all the time. Frank is always here because you know he does a swipe or stay, which will come up at 7:20 as it does every morning. But he is on camera with us today just because, you know, I like to see another face. Now that I'm used to working with Jamie, being alone is scary.
You'd have a hard time staring at just yourself on the screen, wouldn't you?
I I am very narcissistic, Parker. So looking at myself on screen is not a hard thing. I'm like,
well, that's why
man,
we were
you
like,
look pretty
oh,
good
Brian,
this morning.
Brian probably loved to do this.
No, it's funny. I've done shows by myself pretty much my whole career, but when you work with, and I've worked with co-hosts before, and it's much nicer to have a conversation than a monologue. Mm-hmm. Because, and speaking of conversation, why don't you get involved? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We don't talk a lot of sports here. We talked a lot of Brewers opening day and how the, you know, they were going to beat the White Sox, and they did, 3 in a row. So congratulations to the Brewers. And, well, Frank, it's going to be another long season for Daddy on the South Side.
Yeah, we kind of figured that one. Hey, yeah. But you know what? Yeah. Those are the expectations.
Yes. So when expectations are low,
you know to not get your hopes up. You got excited for opening day. You got to see and hear the sound of the crack of the bat. And you had a hot dog and a beer, and that's fine.
You have
and
the promise.
Thursday's home opener is going to be rainy and cold and miserable to set the stage
as
for the
tradition.
Rest of the season. Yes. But such is not the case. Right up the street from our studio, our flagship, where the UW Badgers hockey program is dominant, to say the least. We followed the ladies in their Olympic quest, where so many, I think, 11 Badger women were on the national team, and they won the gold medal, which was terrific. And then the UW women's hockey team went on to capture the national championship. So the ladies are dominating, getting it done on the ice at UW-Madison. Well, now, gentlemen, and I know you are excited about this as big hockey fans. Frank, even though your hockey fandom does
allegedly
come into question.
Casual.
Yeah,
yep.
casual hockey fan. Yeah. But even a casual fan gets excited when it comes down to the big time. And the men are on a roll because after Saturday's incredible ending in Worcester, Mass., they are now heading to the Frozen Four. Parker, this is big news.
It is. It was very fun to watch. I'm excited about this.
Yes, 2 goals in the final period against Michigan State. Sparty could not hold up his end of the bargain, so the Badgers got to roll badge. Is that what the kids say?
Some of the kids say roll badge instead of on Wisconsin.
Some of the kids need to be
I don't love
smacked
it,
on the
badge. But, roll badge. It is what it is. I don't know.
It's either you're tackling police officers or it rhymes with something filthy. Oh. It just doesn't. It's not good. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Ironically.
Maybe there's... All right, here, we'll throw this out, too.
On Wisconsin.
That's really what it should be.
On Wisconsin.
Yeah. Also, Brian, I want to throw this out there.
Please do.
Our first team bonding outing was a Wisconsin against Michigan State hockey game.
Yeah.
That's right, and Michigan State lost or won that game.
Michigan State won that game. So it's kind of cool to see them actually have that comeback moment.
Yeah, it was. People are saying, and I don't say that the same way the administration does, that this may be a big memory in Wisconsin men's hockey lore down the road. That this is a turning point moment. So we'll see. Less than 5.5 minutes to play, Wisconsin went from maybe seeing their season end to getting to the Frozen Four for the first time since 2010. Correct me if I'm wrong, that's 16 years, if I do the math right. Senior defenseman Ben Dexheimer recorded a team-high 4th game winner of the season on a shot fired from just outside the zone, and the Badgers, who were the 3rd seed, became the first team to bounce a number 1 seed from the tournament. A Cinderella story, as it were. Is that enough of a Cinderella, 3rd seed to beat the 1st seed? We're gonna say yes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Listen, if they could say "Go Badge," I can call it a Cinderella story.
I think Cinderella story
sounds much better than "Go Badge." I'm never gonna not hate that.
That's fair.
And I just heard it 5 minutes ago, and now it has
Parker
become the bane of my existence. Did you make that up, Parker?
No.
Did you imagine if that was
only like in the Olsen household?
That'd be crazy.
This is like the fetch.
Parker's trying
hockey.
To make it thing. Yeah, he's trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah,
it's not
going to
happen. Go badge is not going to happen, Parker.
Roll.
It's never going
to
happen.
Now, Parker, here's my question to you. Do you think they have a shot against North Dakota? And every team in the Frozen Four is a blue blood hockey program. You got Michigan taking on Denver.
Yeah.
And then you've got Wisconsin against North Dakota. So, I mean, this is a rough climb to a national championship, but what are your hopes looking like as a Badger fan?
I mean, my hopes are pretty good. You saw the Badgers be pretty good throughout the year. They kind of had like blips of being bad. A lot of blips of being bad. It's been kind of a...
As is tradition.
Yeah, it's been a very strange couple of years, I think, for the Badgers, because they tend to beat really good teams, like, fairly regularly, but then don't do well against the teams they should beat pretty often. This time around, I'm feeling pretty good, I think. I don't know... I love to harp on the old, like, WCHA rivalry, Wisconsin-North Dakota, but I don't really know that any of these guys know anything about that, so that might do absolutely nothing to move the needles for the players.
That's kind of Packers-Bears at this point, too.
Yeah.
Old-timey rivalry. Speaking of North Dakota, that's where Jonathan Toews, former captain of the Blackhawks, played hockey, and he threw out the first pitch the other day, Frank.
It was yesterday, actually.
Yesterday.
Because I know that because all weekend I told my wife, I said, we should go to the game Sunday. It's going to be nice out. The tickets are cheap. We could have sat, like, behind home plate a couple rows up for, like, I think $60 a ticket. And she said,
bad.
No. And then Jonathan Toews threw out the first pitch. I was pissed.
Oh,
that's my luck.
Awful. All right. Here's our question. When we come back, we're going to talk about No Kings. So did you attend a No Kings rally somewhere in Wisconsin or anywhere? And what was your experience like? We'll talk about what happened over the weekend. This is Daybreak. I'm Brian Newman. I'm the Civic Media. Good morning. It's Monday. We're glad you're here. Jamie is out today. She's a little bit under the weather. Hopefully, she will be joining us again tomorrow. I'm Brian Noonan. I will be holding down the fort as much as possible, and I want your help to do it because, you know, this weekend, Saturday, was the big No Kings rally. So if you went to one of the protests, if you were out there, I want to know where you went, how it was, what the turnout was like, because we have there's a lot of news about it. But I'd like to hear firsthand from you guys. There were more than 60 No Kings protests throughout Wisconsin, including Appleton, Brown Deer, West Bend, Greenfield, Brookfield. In Oshkosh, local organizers told a crowd of hundreds that they were the guardrails of democracy. And I will say, there's something about seeing all these people. Now, I didn't go, unfortunately, I did not get to go to my usual place to protest on Saturday because I was taking care, if you were here earlier, I was talking about having to take care of my ma. So I was up, I was there, but I was wearing my No Kings sweatshirt. My wife was wearing a different type of No Kings. Mine is just the one with the crown and the big red X. So you don't really have to read words. You just see, I got the simplest message for my sweatshirt. But I was wearing that and we were, you know, we were driving into different places, different little towns around the Chicago area, and there were protests in all of them. So then you see the pictures coming in from Minneapolis, obviously was the focal point with Bruce Springsteen and Bernie Sanders and Tim Walz and Joan Baez, who one of the news anchors called Joan Bowes. I was like, boy, you are really out of touch. And thankfully, that's how I know you guys were not producing that morning newscast, because you would have quickly chided me if I said Joan Bowes is going to be singing some songs at the rally.
Who?
If you said Joan Bowes, I think we'd just pack it up.
All right, yeah, I'd be done, right? That'd be it? Yeah. The show'd be over.
That would
now,
be
Parker
done.
Wouldn't know I made a mistake, but you would, Frank, and you would let
I
me
know. I don't
know
who this is.
What I'm
you don't know
for.
Who Joan Baez is? Look it up, Parker. Oh, you are right. So young. It's okay. You're young. She was a big protest singer back in the day. That's all right. In Madison, they said 10,000 people marched around the state capitol, which is great. Green Bay had about 1,500 demonstrators. But this was, by all accounts, the largest public protest in U.S. history, which is terrific. They were protesting everything from the war to Donald Trump's actions, the ICE raids, everything was being protested. And the message was not only in this country, it was worldwide. And it you would hope that somebody'd pay attention. But I'm sure the protest fell on deaf ears, but you never know. It's I don't know. The Republicans said we've all got Trump derangement syndrome, and this was just a big therapy session. And but what are you going to do? So anyway, there were Bruce Springsteen headlined the big Minnesota rally, which was at thousands of people were there. People rallied in New York City, where almost 8.5 million residents all across New York. Then fewer than 12,000, or this is interesting. Diggs, Idaho, small town. It's only got 2,000 people in this town, and there were hundreds of people there. And that's a state that Trump carried with 66% of the vote. So from big cities to small towns, everybody was out. Where were you? What were you doing? I've done these before. And it sounded like Frank has done this before. Chad jumps in on our YouTube stream, says Marinette had about 400 to 500 people. It was the largest we've ever sent. So shout out to Marinette. Very good. John says good turnout in Oshkosh. One moron drove his Trump ice flag adorned truck up and down the road, flipping the middle finger. Poor guy needs a hug. You know what, John? You're right. Those guys are at every protest. They're driving by, they're flipping people off. And what I saw in the two times that I was out there, and what I saw when I was driving by protests and honking on Saturday and waving, was that people who are protesting this don't return the favor. We're not screaming and yelling. We're not flipping the people who flipped us off. We're not flipping them off. Alicia chimes in on social media. I was at Appleton's No Kings March. They estimated about 4,000. Oh, Fox Valley bringing it home. Excellent. Diana says she attended in Janesville. Great turnout. My favorite sign simply was end this administration. I like a simple message. I always enjoy the really funny signs, and I enjoyed there are a lot of footage of the people in the inflatable costumes, whether it's the inflatable Trump baby or the inflatable unicorns, or the last one I was at, there was a trio of dinosaurs. I don't know what dinosaurs have to do with protesting No Kings, but maybe we want to get bombed back to the Stone Age. I don't know what it is, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing the dinosaurs roaming around. So there were more than 3,100 events. That's 500 more than last October, and that all 50 states. U.S. organizers estimated that the first rounds of the No Kings rallies drew more than 5 million people in June, 7 million in October. They expected 9 million people on Saturday. That's a lot of people that supposedly have this derangement syndrome, which we do not have. Mostly peaceful protests. There were a few arrests, so in fairness, you got to say that. But it seems like, from the reports, a lot of the arrests maybe got escalated. But I'll let you be the judge of that. In Los Angeles, authorities deployed tear gas near a federal detention center in downtown. And then they arrested people for failing to disperse because people were listening to a band and dancing to Spanish language music. And we know we can't have brown people dancing in the streets because that is... We got to target that, right? Denver also had a little trouble. They said they declared an unlawful assembly and deployed smoke canisters after a small group of protesters blocked a road and did not leave as asked. Well, I know the ones I've been to, the organizers and the like protest marshals, for lack of a better term, were very good about making sure that we stayed on the curb, far enough back so that people could walk by on the grass. They weren't in the streets. There was one, the first one I went to, people tried to go over to the median to protest from there. No, you got to come back. Everybody seemed to follow directions, which seems the antithesis of protesting, but it sends a good message when you can protest without these arrests. Now, closer to home, Milwaukee had more than 1,000 people attend the protest in Washington Park. They marched in support of immigrant rights and protecting democracy, all of that. A lot of signs, mostly targeting Trump's immigration policies and ICE. Wisconsin Republicans coming to the defense of their citizenry. Not really. In a statement, a White House spokesman characterized the protest as Trump derangement therapy sessions. The state Republican Party here in Wisconsin said Governor Evers was the only wannabe king in Wisconsin because of his tax policies and consolidation of power in the executive branch. Are they not paying attention to what's going on where they work or where the country is supposed to be working? Oh, well. And then here in Madison, I mentioned it a little before, thousands came to downtown Madison. This was the third No Kings rally, and it drew more than 20,000 people, according to No Kings organizers here. Said there were 17,000 at the June event and 20,000 at the one in October. So this iteration of No Kings, a little bit different here in Madison, introduced a resource fair, a collective of more than 50 local political and service organizations that represented tables along the sidewalk. So this is a huge, huge event. And it still surprises me, not that we have this much of a turnout in this country, but that we have this much of a turnout around the globe. And you wonder, despite all the protestations from the administration, that the millions and millions and millions of citizens that are out protesting and the millions of people around the globe who are protesting are all somehow, we've fallen ill to this derangement syndrome that is just, you know, our freedom of speech. You wonder how much it gets through, because I don't care how braggadocious somebody is. I don't care if, like the president, everything they think that everything they do is great, that they are beyond reproach, that they are a genius in so many different fields, from real estate to politics to business. He's just brilliant at everything, to buying shoes, that fit, being able to guess the shoe size of strange men and then give them shoes that they wear to prove his brilliance. I don't care how much of that you have inside you. When millions of people are saying that you suck, it's got to get through at some point. It's never going to be in public, because this is a never let them see you sweat type of administration. But you know, in the deep, dark recesses of his mind, when he peels off his orange face at night and lays his combed over head down on the pillow, and the demons start to talk, you know, those demons are also saying, you suck. And the voices of the millions of people who are protesting him, he starts to hear those echoes. It's got to get through, right? You can't just be that oblivious to the world around you. Mark says, he's quoting Martha Ray and Martha and the Vandellas in 1965. Dancing in the streets begins calling out around the world. Yeah, I don't think we needed to do much calling out. I think the world, thank you, Mark, for the text from Prairie du Sac. The world is ready. The world wants change too, because we'll get to it in headlines and stuff, what he's saying about NATO and what he's saying still about Iran, even though supposedly there's some talks today, but the talks today do not really involve the U.S. that much. So we're going to get to all of that. It is, it's nuts. All right. When we come back, and I know we got a little time, Parker, but this, it's an extended tease. I got my eye on the clock. You relax, buddy.
I trust.
I like going out. I hate getting to the places that I'm going, because I have to drive in traffic like the rest of you. And if you've noticed, distracted driving has gotten worse and worse. Now, we all blame the phone. I blame legalized cannabis and vaping as one of the main things. But there is a new horror that is causing distracted driving. And listen, as much as I don't like to blame the young people, this one is, Parker, this is aimed at your age group.
How dare you?
It is. Yes, it's not me. Talk to the National Highway Transportation Authority.
What do they
and
say?
And all the traffic experts. Talk to the government. Talk to people who know. Don't at me about this.
What do they say?
And
saying?
I know I'm being very vague, because I'm doing this in the next segment. But I want to know from you, and be honest. You don't have to use your real name. Parker doesn't know who you are or where you live.
No.
Are you guilty of distracted driving? And if so, what distracts you? Because it's going to be me coming up behind you and honking and shaking my fist if you're not careful. So we'll get to that. We'll get to so much more. And don't forget, Supreme Court candidate Chris Taylor joins me at 8:35. And we're going to talk about female candidates at 7:35. We got a lot coming up. But first, we must do this. I'm Brian Noonan. Jamie is out today. She'll be back with us tomorrow. But we soldier on Daybreak.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. It's 6:53. Glad you're with us, whether you're in Madison, Appleton, Oshkosh, Hayward, Eau Claire, Richland Center, everybody on the network, or right here, in our building in Madison. Are you outside the building? Just hanging out, hoping to get a glimpse of Parker? Maybe.
Come say hi. Wave at me. I'm right by a window.
Yeah. If you're really tall, look in the window and wave to Parker.
Go across the street.
Yeah. Just stand on the street corner with a sandwich board that says, hi, Parker. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Before the break, I was teasing that, we're used to blaming cell phones for distracted driving. We're used to saying people are texting while they're driving. Well, all of those are true, and they've led to all kinds of laws across, slogans such as it can wait or arrive alive, don't text and drive, all the brilliant rhymes that people just make fun of. They don't really listen. 49 states and Washington, D.C. have installed laws against texting and driving. Parker, do you know the one state that has not?
It feels like a Texas thing.
No, it is Montana.
Montana. Oh.
I don't know how cell service is in Montana, so they may not have to worry about it.
That's true.
There's a lot of wide open spaces in
and
Montana.
Maybe it's good to have something in your hand in case you get charged by a bear or something. You just throw it out.
Could be.
That could be
a
what it
buffalo,
is.
A lot of buffalo, a lot of bison just on the highway. Yeah. You have to whip your dead phone at because it doesn't work as a phone. It's just a bludgeon. That might work. But Montana, listen, here you go, folks. Here's a solution. If you want to text and drive, everybody move to Montana. Then you can text and drive to your heart's content.
Can we condone this? I don't think we can condone this.
Then it's going to be up to Montana to change the law.
There
but
you
if
go.
If you want to text and drive, it's against the law here. So, skidoo. Steve is distracted by driving through campus with all the ladies in bikinis. Is that happening? Now, I've walked campus a number of times. This time of year, I'm guessing no.
This time of year, as it first gets warm, yes. And actually, a friend of mine posted a picture of her and her friends on top of a parking garage sunbathing, which I thought was an interesting strategy.
Well, they're closer to the sun because it might be cooler down at ground level. But if you get up there on the blacktop of a parking structure, then you can just bake. And you're 3 stories closer to the sun.
Hey, that does a lot. It does a lot for
you. I don't know. That close to the sun is going to enhance the UV rays. You need extra protection. Wear an SPF 30 on top of the parking garage. Anyway, experts, Parker, and plenty of drivers have clocked a new culprit. Here is the new culprit. People watching videos such as YouTube or TikTok while they're driving. I often see, those big car-tainment, the CarPlay systems and other video screens. I see people running videos while they're driving. I'm like, what are you doing? Earlier this month, as an example, a driver slammed into a parked police cruiser in California, narrowly missing the officer, who footage caught jumping out of the way just in time. The driver said he was watching videos on YouTube and failed to notice the scene ahead of him. Now, I'll make some jokes here and there, but distracted driving is unbelievably dangerous and really an important issue. Because think about it. How many times have you been driving? And even if, I tend to pay really close attention when I'm driving, mostly because I'm looking for gaps. I like to think I'm in a Formula One race, and I'm looking for gaps in traffic so I can keep zipping by all the people who are watching videos and texting. That's who I have to zip by. But think about it. Even if you look down for a second, that does count as being distracted. And how many times have you looked down to punch a button on your radio or dropped something on your seat and went quick to pick it up? all of a sudden it's done. Well, once they started doing, you'll remember when seatbelt laws came into effect, fatalities dropped after seatbelt laws and airbags were introduced in the 70s. They started climbing up after COVID. Experts cited a bevy of reasons, larger cars, higher speed limits, the opioid crisis, and smartphones. Here's where I get to you, Parker. New drivers, which the NHTSA categorizes as between the ages of 15 and 20, made up the largest proportion of people who were distracted at the time of a fatal crash. Charlie Clower is a research scientist and associate professor at Virginia Tech. She said people are engaging more and more with their phones while driving. The progression has gone from texting to browsing and looking and watching, where we now see a lot of it in its Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and a wide range of things. And distracted driving does happen across the board, but the research shows it's in the early to mid-20s that we see a very high prevalence of this type of behavior. So, Parker, I hold you and your ilk responsible for my highway upsetment. How do you watch? I mean, how does anybody think watching a video and driving? Driving is one of the few things most of us do that could kill us and the people around us.
Yeah.
The rest of our day, we don't engage in those sort of activities that could really kill us. And yet when we get in a car and we're driving anywhere from 25 to 75 miles an hour, we think, oh, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to pop on a little YouTube and go on a deep dive. Why don't you deep dive fatal car accidents? See if you want to keep watching your videos while you're doing that. It's amazing to me. And this is not, like, I don't think this is an old man mentality. I think this should just be a common sense mentality for everybody who gets behind the wheel. You don't need the phone. Like, I have mine on a mount. I've got, so, you know, because I do use Waze a lot. And my phone is connected, you know, through the car, so I never need to pick the phone up if I need to call somebody. But even then, there's times where I'm like, I can't talk to you. There's traffic. If I'm on an open highway and I want to call my wife, okay, there's nobody around me. But if I'm driving through the city and I'm trying to find a place, forget about it. It's not happening. All right, when the second hour of the show continues, Jamie still will not be here. If you're wondering, Brian, where is Jamie? She's under the weather today. Hopefully we get her back tomorrow. But we will see what's happening in Iran. We'll see some stuff you need to know and a whole lot more. I'm Brian Noonan. This is Daybreak, and this is, of course, the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.